This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Just like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed in the Quran powerful words, dua, supplications for our benefit so that we may use at will when needed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had also revealed to His Prophet beautiful words of wisdom, supplications, prayers. And He told us in the Quran,
لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is certainly a great and excellent example for you to follow, especially for those who have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the day of judgment, meaning hoping that on the day of judgment inshallah ta'ala you will receive the good news of Jannah. وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, and those who often remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhikr. And a dua dhikr, your dua, your supplication is a form of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A dua huwa al-ibadah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, dua is the essence of worship. So today inshallah ta'ala, we're going to list few of those beautiful words that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used so that we can also reuse them repeatedly as much as possible, so that when trials strike, we are equipped with the necessary weapons to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lift them, or perhaps to prolong them, so that we may gain the benefits of our patience, perseverance, and contentment when these trials show up. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say immediately after he wakes up every day, every morning, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha al-yawm wa khayra ma ba'da wa a'udhu bika min sharri hadha al-yawm wa sharri ma ba'da. From the beginning of our day, subhanallah al-azim, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, O Allah, I ask you the goodness of this day and whatever comes after it. And I seek your protection, I seek refuge in your power from the evil of this day, from whatever may seem to us as evil and unbearable, and whatever evil that may come after it. And you know, my brothers and sisters in Islam, we don't know the unseen. We don't know what may come tomorrow. So protect yourself from the start of your day by reciting this beautiful dua. In another dua, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say every morning, Allahumma fatir as-samawati wal-ard, alim al-ghaybi wal-shahada, la ilaha illa ant, rabb kulli shay'in wa malika, a'udhu bika min sharri nafsi wa min sharri ash-shaytani wa sharakihi, wa an aqtarifa ala nafsi su'an aw ajurrahu ila muslim. Look at how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to reach out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua. Learn the dua, my brothers and sisters in Islam. The Fortress of the Muslim, one of the books that were published years back, and it became very popular because it contained some of the most authentic du'as of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Obtain the book, it's available for free on the internet, it's even available on mobile apps. Get that book and read every morning, every evening, whenever you can, those dua for your own benefits and protection. In this dua, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is acknowledging that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the originator, the creator of the heavens and the earth, and that He is the knower of the unseen, we don't know. La ilaha illa ant, another acknowledgement that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought after protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I seek refuge in you from the evil of myself and the evil of shaitan and his encouragement for us to do shirk wa la'yadu billah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. And I seek your protection from bringing any evil to myself or to any other Muslim or to any other individual. So be careful here. As much as you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from any harm, remember never to wrong or harm anyone else. Another beautiful dua, in fact it's one of my favorites, is when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bismillahilladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama' وهو السميع العليم. In the name of Allah, in which with His name nothing is harmed on earth or in heavens, and He's all hearing, all knowing. Subhanallah, it was Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu wa ardahu who narrated this dua, saying that he heard the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that whosoever recites this dua 3 times in the morning, nothing will befall that person, no sudden calamity will touch that person until he reaches the evening. And if he recites it in the evening 3 times, nothing, no sudden calamity will befall such an individual until he reaches the morning. What else do we need, my brothers and sisters in Islam, to expect the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if you fear any sickness, any physical illness, then here is the dua to go to. Allahumma afini fi badani. Allahumma afini fi sam'i. Allahumma afini fi basari. O Allah, grant me well-being in my body. Grant me well-being in my hearing. And grant me well-being in my eyesight. Subhanallah al-Azim. We tend to forget all these du'as. And when we are afflicted with calamities, we complain, we cry, we demonstrate unnecessary sadness, forgetting that the cure lies in the words and in the guidance of the Quran and the guidance demonstrated in the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at this. The Prophet used to recite this dua every day 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening. This is the dua to go to if you fear sickness. And one of the things that I want you to reflect on is the evening. Subhanallah, when we go to bed and sleep, we have no clue. We don't know what is going on throughout these hours of the evening. And that's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us to recite, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. I seek protection and refuge in the perfect words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that which He had created, from all the creations that we have no knowledge of. Abu Huraira, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him, he was stung one day by a scorpion and he told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who responded, had you recited these words, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق, it would have never harmed you. Subhanallah al-Azim, we tend to forget this. Even Khawla radiallahu anha wa ardaha, she said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommended this dua during travels, especially if you stopped at one station. So if you were traveling and then you rested or transited somewhere for a period of time, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever recites that dua during that time, nothing will harm him until he leaves that place. Subhanallah al-Azim. So here is the dua to go to if you fear the evening or unknown places. How about if you are already in pain or perhaps going through some sort of sickness? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to place our hand over that area and recites 3 times, Bismillah, 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 in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because with His name, remember, nothing will ever harm you. And why 3 times in particular? Well, the Prophet ﷺ didn't really tell us the reason. However, when you look at doctors when they prescribe medicine, they also don't tell us why we should take the medications or repeat them 3 times a day and the like. So for Muslims, spiritual healing is also very important, so long as we use the Quran, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the guidance of His Prophet. Another dua you should always consider whenever you experience some sort of pain or sickness is placing your hand over the area and recites, أعوذ بكلمات الله وقدرته من شر ما أجد وأحاذر, 7 times. I seek protection, I seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His absolute ability, meaning in His ability to cure the sickness from whatever I fear and whatever I'm going through. Because Allah knows your pain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the torture that sometimes we go through as a result of experiencing these illnesses or these pains. And the final dua on my list, because the list could go forever, that's why I advised you earlier to grab the Fortress of the Muslim book and keep it with you wherever you can, to memorize as much du'as as possible. So whenever you experience those situations, you are equipped with the necessary tool to fight back, to reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection. And in this du'a, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect him from 8 things. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I seek your protection from anxiety and grief, sadness. Subhanallah, when we reflect over this, we should pause and say, anxiety? Did Did the Prophet ﷺ really believe that there is such thing as anxiety, sadness, grief? The Prophet ﷺ, knowing that he's the Prophet of Allah, would really experience sadness? We already mentioned before in various videos that the Prophet ﷺ was crying and demonstrating how sad he was upon the departure, the death of his own son, Ibrahim. So yes, the Prophet ﷺ went through these experiences, but how did he behave when these trials strike? That is the art that we should master and learn as much as possible. وَالْعَجْزِ وَالْكَسَلِ. Then the Prophet ﷺ continues by saying, Ya Allah, protect me from inability, weakness, and laziness, because these two things could prevent us from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from waking up for Fajr. And subhanAllah, when these things happen in our lives, when we neglect our duties toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all these difficulties start to show up in our lives. وَالْبُخْلِ وَالْجُبْنِ. And stinginess, subhanAllah al-Azim. The Prophet ﷺ, in another narration, he said that the generous person is close to people. People love the generous person. But he's also close to Allah and close to Jannah. And al-bakhil, the stingy person, is far from people, far from Allah, close to hellfire, wal-ayadu billah. So generosity is a big part of our religion. And the Prophet ﷺ used to be on his best generous mode during Ramadan. So imitate your beloved Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and show some generosity and ask Allah to protect you from stinginess and cowardice. وَضَلَعِ الدَّيْنِ وَقَهْرِ الرِّجَالِ. And the burden of our debt and the oppression of men. Subhanallah al-Azim. The Prophet ﷺ would recite this dua every time he would dismount his camel during travels, especially in Khaybar, that battle. But the point is, seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power from these eight things is really essential. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, I hope that we would, inshallah, not stop at these limited du'as that I mentioned in this episode. I hope that you can go beyond that. Another thing, I hope you'll also share this series with others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you in manners that you've never imagined. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Jazakumullahu khayran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.